This is the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Tuesday, November 22nd, 2005. This is episode 27, and I'm your host, Scott Allen Miller. And my co-host is surprised that I'm starting the show already, but we're on a really tight time budget this evening, so I'm beginning without her, and she will be here shortly. Here she comes now. She's arriving in the studio as we speak. And I think we should begin the show with you telling the folks out there at home or in their cars about the outfit you are currently wearing.
I'm wearing my snuggle sack.
I think it needs description.
Well, it's purple, and it's made of fleece, and it has arms, and it has openings for your legs. But
it's kind of a fleece potato sack.
Yeah. If you've ever seen that episode of Are You Being Served when they all have that sailor's disease and they put them in those potato sacks, it looks just like that except it doesn't have a hood.
And it's purple.
It's purple, yes. Yep. And it's fleece. I'm sure mine's more comfortable than theirs.
Yeah.
It basically just has openings for your feet to go through. It doesn't really have legs.
No. Yeah, it's pretty.
That's why they call it the snuggle sack.
Yep.
It's warm.
I think the snuggle sack alone is worth doing this show.
I was cold. It's cold in our house.
Yep. Yep. We're doing a quick show tonight. I have an incredible amount of work that I have to do tomorrow, and but we've been without the show for 2 days, so we wanted to make sure we got something out to everybody, and so here we are doing the show.
Do you know what else the legs kind of look like? You know that part in Mary Poppins where Dick Van Dyke is dancing with the penguins?
Yes.
And he pulls his pants way down. And so just as he's dancing, like, that's, yep, it's a lot like that.
A lot of urban culture is based on the penguin scene from Mary Poppins. Dick Van Dyke inspired more than you know. Interesting news. Was this today or was this yesterday? A French woman who was traveling in Australia, and you're never going to convince me that she's not a heavy drug addict, took some, was it sleeping pills?
Sleeping pills.
And then alcohol.
Drank.
To wash them down, of course, because it's hard to swallow pills. And the only thing you can get in airports in Australia, apparently, is vodka in little bottles. Then while on the plane, already having taken sleeping pills and alcohol, then decided that that was not enough of a high for her, and she needed to get some nicotine into her system, and so proceeded to attempt to open, at the height of the flight, the side door on the airplane so that she could step outside for a cigarette. Luckily, they tackled her before she actually got the door open.
They describe it as she was escorted back to her seat.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking actually happened is a whole bunch of people tackled her.
I'm imagining.
Yeah.
I'm imagining the people in the row with the escape hatch, you know, are right, like, what are you doing?
Yep.
You mad, drunk, high French woman, you.
Well, yes, you know, they do. They have been encouraging that if anybody tries to take over a plane or anything else, that the people on the plane fight back.
Yeah. So. I don't know if Qantas has been saying that, but.
Well, I think the whole world knows what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So. But, that woman's lucky, yeah, she wasn't killed in the process.
She is very lucky,
because they,
yeah,
easily could have.
That's definitely,
they would have been justified.
Yeah, kill, yeah, first and ask questions later kind of situation.
Then they, yep, just let her go with probation or something.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty serious probation and a, yeah, big fine, I think. But yeah, they let her go with a little bit less than I think they should have.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely told her she wasn't very welcome to fly there anymore, I don't think.
Well, I guess her lawyer said that she was completely out of it and didn't realize what she was doing.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the judge believed of that, but I, yeah, don't think that it's an excuse when you put the lives of all those people in,
right,
danger, that you were terrified of flying and so you got high. Like, I,
yeah,
don't think that that's a,
no,
a valid excuse.
I violated the prescription warning on my drugs, yeah, and put people's lives at risk. Yeah. Well, I carried this gun with me loaded because I was afraid someone was going to rob me. That's great. Now there's dead people.
Luckily, matching, those doors are hard to open.
Yes, yes. Luckily, they are.
yeah.
Matching that story, I think, in the news today, is this story from Reuters entitled, and MSNBC picked this up, Urine Trouble Mein Air. A drunk German man last night went on a bender, had a bit too much to drink, and during the night was unable to make it to the restroom, and wet his bed. The 60-year-old man then, when he woke up, decided he needed to dry his bed, as one would, but didn't think that he should stay around for the drying process, so he sat his hair dryer on the bed and turned it on and left, and came home to find his home in flames.
Seems like you would want to wash it out before you dried it.
You would think.
Maybe not if you're a drunken... I bet it happened all the time.
Once? Probably. Yeah, he probably only bothered washing it out once a week.
Once you're a 60-year-old bedwetter.
Bedwetting lush, yes. Yeah. So
that's probably a normal everyday thing.
Right. He probably has a stand that his hair dryer goes on, and when they got to his house, he was probably like, well, this has never happened before.
And now the bed's all burned up, so they can't, like, see how much urine is actually in the bed.
Right. Now we'll never know.
Yep.
It's probably best.
Yeah.
In local news, I am still heavily congested with my cold, working on that as best I can, but I can't get any sleep because we've been so busy.
Yep. And words like vindicate are hard for you to say.
Yeah, vindicate. It's tough for those of you listening to the Scott Reads Bible podcast, which, by the way, is now only 6 positions behind the SGL podcast on the daily.
Hmm.
We were at 49, and my Bible reading podcast was at 55. So, pretty major catch up there.
Yeah.
Went through the 90s, the 80s, right up into the 50s. So, watch out, us.
Woo!
So, but I haven't made it onto the top 100 all time list yet. So, we'll
see
about
that. Oh, I thought
you
were at 95.
No. Never entered the... No. 95 on the daily.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and then worked up to 55 yesterday.
Okay.
So that was pretty exciting. The Xbox 360 arrived today. You're yawning. It's only 10:30.
Was released today. You said it as if we had one. It was released at midnight.
What did I say?
You said arrived today as if we had one.
No, it didn't arrive here. It arrived.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He was purposely being ambiguous, I think, to make you all think we had one, and so you would be jealous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Xbox 360 arrived today, and people are lined up trying to get them. They're incredibly expensive, $300 to $400. And if anyone has gotten one or knows anything about them, definitely call in and let us know.
Yeah.
Because we'd be interested.
I heard that the game support is going to be pretty good. They've released some, and they have a whole bunch set to release before Christmas.
Well, that's good.
What I was told by Tracy, the extreme gamer in my classroom.
Ah.
Yep.
Well, cool.
His graphics card takes up a minimum of 450 watts. Like, it draws 450 watts.
That's pretty common, actually.
Yeah.
NVIDIA SLI cards.
How much does mine take?
I have no idea.
Not that much, I don't think.
No,
he has,
no,
like,
no.
The really good one.
He's got the 7800?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Josh is thinking of getting the 7800.
Is he?
Yep. But he doesn't listen to the podcast, so he won't know that we mentioned it.
Okay.
Yes.
So, did Danielle listen to that song? Do you know?
I've heard nothing of it.
Boy, that was funny.
I think she should call in.
I think she should. Let us know. Maybe I'll see her online tomorrow at work, and I can ask her if she saw it. And I can tell her, you need to listen to the podcast. Because, boy, that was funny. That should be on our greatest hits, I think.
Ah, the greatest hits, huh?
Yes.
That's okay. Oh, we should mention that this is probably the last episode that we can do without having to delete previous episodes. We are full on Podomatic, and we're just out of storage, so we're... You know, I don't think too many people go back and listen to episode 1. I don't think it's going to be too big of a tragedy, and that was a tough one to say again. I can't vindicate my tragedy. I don't think too many people are listening to episode 1. You know, the idea of a podcast is not really to go back and listen to everything all the time, although that is, you know, you're welcome to do that.
People are going to be listening to Danielle is Old for a while, I think.
That one, I think. Well,
that's
once it's on the greatest hits, we can't get rid of that.
Yes, that's true. I think just the song part of it needs to be on greatest hits, not the whole podcast.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make any sense. That wouldn't really be a greatest hits.
It's our podcast greatest hits.
I see.
Not our musical greatest hits.
Ah.
Our podcast greatest hits.
Yes. It's not clips of our best podcasts. It's the actual best podcasts. Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
what's the difference? I just said it was clips of it, not the whole thing.
That was my point. That's what greatest hits are.
Well, you said it as if it was like the greatest of our song hits
When Aerosmith releases their greatest hits, it's the greatest songs, not the greatest albums.
Yes, that's what I meant. You're such a punk. You purposely try to be confusing and then make me look stupid. Yeah.
I'm just stating the obvious and wondering what you're saying. All right, we have to keep this very short tonight, so I'm trying to eliminate the wanderings. Do we have anything else that we need to do? I think that's about it.
I don't have anything. Do you have anything?
All right. No, this is we're exhausted tonight, and so I'm afraid that we can't do any more than we are. I am going to say that tonight's music is brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network, which you can find online at music.podshow.com. And tonight we're going to be listening to Grave 2005 version by Hungry Lucy. Enjoy.
Good night, everybody.